Dawn's one of our amazing advisory board members and hosts regular monthly trainings on the benefits of aloe. Aloe-based on the face, skincare products, cosmetics, nutrition, and lectures intensely on the subjects throughout the UK and Europe. If you haven't been to one of Dawn's trainings, I highly recommend you go along to one of Dawn's trainings. They're absolutely phenomenal. Dawn's senior manager. She's qualified for lots of incentives for career plan, like car plan, the rallies, and the bonus, and more. Dawn is just a wealth of knowledge. So again, make sure you've got your pens and your pads ready to get some fantastic nuggets out. Dawn also likes to add, I hope she's just disappointed, she likes to add a little bit of humour to the beginning of her presentation. So I hope she's not going to disappoint her. So, to add a little bit of glamour to the stage, please could you give a huge welcome to Dawn Parker.
Years on, I For those of you who are new here, you know it's very different now. Lots of people there to help you, emails, a fantastic service there for us all to get the response back to you as quickly as we can about questions that you have. So today, I'm going to be looking at feeling good and looking good. Because we know that we can't look good unless we actually feel it from the inside. So just remember, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Thanks, Mandy. So, let's take a look at asking. Asking is like a scream. And anything that goes on sort of within us, whether it be psychological, physiological, will be reflected onto that screen. So your screen is like, your skin is like your indicator. And I'm sure you've all looked at people and thought, well, they're not looking very well, you know, because it's reflected onto the actual, onto your skin, onto how, you know, if you've not been drinking enough water or if you've been on, you know, sort of medication, or you haven't been having a particularly good diet, it will be reflected onto that screen. You know, if you get like lumps just coming underneath your chin or your jawline here, that's normally caused through a digestive problem. It's not from something you're doing topically, it's from something that's going on the inside. Now, our skin actually ages in two different ways. We have the natural biological aging, which is largely unavoidable. Can't get away from that one, I'm afraid. But the secondary aging is determined more by lifestyle. So this is the area that we can change. You know, we can change what we're putting into our bodies, how much we're exercising, how much water we're drinking, all of those different things. And I just want to read a little section to you about lifestyle. This was taken from a book. The gentleman's name is Dr. John Rowe, and he's the head of the MacArthur Foundation Research Network on successful aging. And he said, you are responsible in large part for your successful old age. Many of the aspects of being old that were considered due to the intrinsic aging process are really related to lifestyle. You know, we need to take a look at our diet, and it's very, very hard for us to be eating the correct amount of vitamins and minerals from the food that we're eating today. We know that every time we have a glass of alcohol, this depletes our body of vitamin B, C, and zinc. These are three essential nutrients for the skin. Every time you smoke a cigarette, you destroy 25 milligrams of vitamin C. If we're going through a lot of stress, stress actually depletes the body of all of the B vitamins, preventing the flow of oxygen to our skin. So for those of you who've been to my supplement training day, you know I talk about the famous five. These are the five products that I feel on a day-to-day basis we have to be putting back into the body. Because the vitamin B and the vitamin C, they're all water-soluble. So they're only in our system for probably 4 to 6 hours. So these supplements are essential for us to be putting back into the body on a day-to-day basis. So we know that with internal and external protection, secondary aging can be counterbalanced. So we know that we can actually protect ourselves. 80% of our skin's aging is caused by free radical damage. 80%. So you know when we get like little liver spots on the back of our hands, those are caused through free radical damage. So 80% of the aging is just it's a phenomenon of damage, or you know, phenomenon, I'm saying it now. It's a massive thing that we need to take into consideration. We need to take antioxidants internally to combat and scavenge the actual free radicals. We need to be putting on the fabulous products I'm just about to talk to you about, which are loaded with antioxidants to help protect us from this free radical damage. But the skin gets as little as 1% of nutrients from the foods that we eat. The skin is the last place to get vitamins. all of your vital organs take it first, obviously your brain, your heart, your liver, your kidneys. So we need to be making sure we're topping up with essential nutrients every day to at least enable the skin to be getting that 1%, because that's all that it can take. So you can see the urgency of taking those antioxidants. So what makes our skincare range so unique? When we're talking to people, when we're just saying, well, our products are really great, you need to know why they're really great. Obviously, the principal ingredient in our products is the stabilised aloe vera gel. And this has got to be your key thing when you're talking to people. Don't ever let that go. And sometimes you think, well, we know they're aloe products. We know it's aloe vera. But you've really got to stress that it is the principal ingredient. And this is what it provides the skin. So once we understand how the aloe works, then when we have all of these additional ingredients like white tea extract and mimosa bark extract and pure vitamin E, tocopherol, we know that it's going to be getting to where it needs to get to because the aloe vera is the principal ingredient. So that's the part that you've got to get over to people first of all. We've got all of these things that you're seeing now, these are all naturally part of aloe. This isn't anything the company have added in. This is something that's there totally as nature intended us to have it. So we've got the lignins, which aid the penetration into the skin. They help it to go down to the deeper layers. It's not really going to do you any good if it just sits on the surface. On the surface, it's dead skin cells. We don't need to be a rocket scientist to realise that once something's dead, you're not going to be able to bring it alive again. So we need to have that lignin to enable the nutrients to get down to the dermis, which is where they're needed. Saponin is cleansing and antiseptic qualities. The anthraquinone complex is responsible for, when we say it's antimicrobial and antifungal. It's painkilling, it has a natural analgesic. You'll have a lot of companies who will also have a few vitamins in their products. If you look at lots of different companies out there, you might see B5, sometimes they've got B5 in them. Sometimes some companies got vitamin A, sometimes vitamin C. Very rare does it have all of the antioxidants, the A, C and the E. But we can, confidently go out and say, our product contains all of the antioxidants. It contains 75 nutritional compounds. So, sometimes people say, oh, well, ours has got B5 in. I find it very difficult sometimes to say, is that all? Because we know we have got so much more in. It stimulates the cell division. Natural moisturiser. The pH is 5.5, which is the same as the skin. Now, on the TV and in magazines, sometimes you'll see the pH vary, 4.5 to 5.5. As long as it's in that particular bracket, that's what we're talking about. And this is really important. Because if you're putting on another product range and say you've got a very too radical pH, maybe you're using, a red lock toner and a Rimmel moisturiser for different things. If they're different pHs, it throws the skin into all sorts of topsy-turvy balance. And we can have skin problems. So by having products that are keeping the skin at the 5.5, now, there are so many facial washes out there for the youngsters if they've got acne or anything like that. And these facial washes leave the skin in an alkaline state. Now, if your skin is in an alkaline state, then it's open to infection. So by the aloe being a 5.5 is slightly acidic. And if it's slightly acidic, then obviously it keeps any of the infection at bay. So, you can't be giving a more fabulous range of products to youngsters who are having problems with their skin, because we need that acidity to help fight infection. So with our Fleur de Javance range, I'm not going to go into this in too much detail with you, because obviously I have a Beauty Day training which I'll go into it in a lot of detail. So I will sort of be flicking through this with you today. But the Fleur de Javance is a beautiful range. It's very great for sensitive skin. So it's just really, really sort of calming. It's very, very good for a young skin. Now you can combine the Flemish Box products and the Sonia skincare range. Some people say, well, should I have that one, or should I have that one, or whichever. You know, it's just really, both of them are fabulous ranges. It's just how much moisturisation you may need. But I do find that the Flemish Box is particularly good for a younger skin and sensitive skin. With our toner, we know it's non-drying, it doesn't have any alcohol in it. An alcohol that used to be in toners many years ago, I'm sure you remember, used to really sting and sometimes it used to burn because the alcohol level was so high. And this actually disturbs the keratin layer of the skin. And people who have used very highly alcohol toner for many, many years, you'll sometimes find that it looks like they've got like adult acne. The skin looks all uneven, a bit as if they've got sort of an acne scarring. And this can be through using a toner that is very high in alcohol for over a number of years. So we have a non-alcoholic formula. So you can't drink it either, okay? With these two products, they make an amazing mask. Absolutely fantastic. And when you are selling these products to people, don't forget to mention all the fantastic benefits of the actual activator itself. We know that the activator itself can be used as a mouthwash, it can be used as a gargle, it's 99.6% aloe. It can be used as lots of different things, eye baths, you know, if your eyes are very sore or conjunctivitis or anything like that. So make sure if you are selling these two products to your customer, she knows the power of the activator. She knows actually what she's got in her hands. The firming day lotion. Now, you can see at the bottom, not only do we have aloe as the principal ingredient, we also have additional benefits from the A, the C, and the E, and B5, which we've added as extra nutrients into the firming day cream. It also contains something called sodium hyaluronate. Now, this is a humectant, and we all have it in our skin. You'll know it also as Forever Active, you know the Forever Active HA, the supplement that you can buy? Well, this is the HA, it's sodium hyaluronate, but you'll know it as HA. Now, when we're young, our skin produces approximately 3 grams of HA every day. And HA is a brilliant humectant. It actually attracts 100 times its own weight in moisture. And it brings it from the deeper tissues and also from the air. So it really helps. It can hold more water than any other natural substance. This is the sodium hyaluronate. So it's something called hydrogen bonding. It's attracting moisture. It's keeping the skin really moisturised. When we're looking at it from the HA, the actual supplement, the Forever Active HA, this also acts as a cushion to ease movement in the joints. So if somebody has joint problems, it's great for them to be having the Forever Freedom and also the Forever Active HA. So not only do we have the HA in the supplements, we also have it in the topical products as well. The HA also fills in the spaces around the collagen and elastin fibres to keep our skin nice and supple and nice and moisturised. And the Forever Active HA, if you're taking it as a supplement, we've also had some fantastic results with fibromyalgia, glaucoma, and detached retinas. So there's so many different areas that this particular product is great for. Obviously, I'm talking about the supplement as well. The night cream. Now, I'm just going to pick out, like, you know, one sort of thing from each of the products now, because obviously there's lots of it. There's lots of things in this. Now, the skin's recovery time is between 12 and 4 a.m. That's when your skin is resting. That's when your cells are reproducing. So if you've had a bit of an all-nighter and you don't get in till 6, you're absolutely stuffed for your beauty sleep that night, okay? So just think about that. So one of the areas that I think the recovery night cream is particularly good is that it contains lipids. And the lipids are with the fat that actually surrounds your cells. So when we're talking about free radical damage, the free radicals actually attack the cell and the lipid around the cell. So by us putting the lipids back into the recovery night cream, when we're in our 12 till 4 sleep and our skin's going through its greatest recovery, this is why it's essential that we have the lipids in this product. So now we're going on to the Sonia skincare range. So with our cleanser, I'm just going to go through again, just pick out a couple of different things for you. You have your lemon, which is an alpha hydroxy acid. And what the lemon does, it helps to dissolve the glue-like substance that holds onto your dead skin cells. As we know, our cells reproduce every 28 days. So for our skin to be nice and fresh and nice and hydrated, we need to get rid of those dead skin cells. So the AHA, or the lemon, that's in the actual aloe purifying cleanser, the Sonia cleanser, will really help with that. It's also naturally hydrating. And the lemon is very, very good, very soothing at helping to relieve headaches. So it's a natural lemon extract. It's very, very good when you're actually inhaling it. You can actually feel like a relief as far as a headache is concerned. With our exfoliator. Again, you've got the lemon, you've got the cucumber, but in this one you've got arginine. Arginine, I'm sure we've all heard a lot about arginine with our Argy+. But arginine is an amino acid. It helps to deliver skin healing benefits. It's a gentle exfoliator and it protects against environmental damage. There's lots of clinical research on all of these ingredients I'm going to share with you now. There's numerous studies to verify arginine's efficiency as an anti-aging ingredient. The toner. Now you can see it's got the white tea extract, the cucumber, it's got the HA, sodium hyaluronate, but it's also got something called allantoin. This is a constituent of comfrey. Comfrey is a herb, it's a soothing, anti-inflammatory. Allantoin is used for skin softening. You get a lot of hard skin or a buildup of hard skin. And it's also very effective on psoriasis. So you've got all of these added ingredients, fabulous ingredients, in our skincare products. Now the ingredient I'm going to talk about when we're talking about the serum is something called the mimosa bark extract. I just want to tell you a little bit about mimosa. Two dramatic events actually brought to light the therapeutic properties of this particular bark extract. One was an explosion of a national gas plant in November 84. There was also an earthquake which destroyed an old Aztec chief town in spring of 85. In both cases, they ran out of conventional medicine. And the Mexican Red Cross ordered the use of the mimosa bark extract. They put the powder all over the badly burnt people because they hadn't got anything else to do. The results were statistically significant, and this material is now used worldwide to care and protect for fragile or damaged skin. So of course Rex is a very clever man, Rex Moore, and he found out all about this and decided it was definitely going to be one of our ingredients to, you know, help to protect our skin in this beautiful range of products. In the balancing cream, you have white tea extract. Now, white tea extract has also found that the DNA damage that can occur in cells after exposure to sunlight was limited in the skin cells that were protected by white tea extract. So much research being done on these particular ingredients. One of the things that I was very excited about with the white tea was the fact that it actually increases vitamin delivery to the dermis. So this is fantastic. We know it only gets 1%, but this is increasing it. The white tea extract has also had lots of research. And one of them I'm going to share with you. It's done by a lady called Elmer Barron, and she's director of the Skin Study Centre in California. And she said it protects against immune cell damage, which adds another important element in the battle against skin cancer. So we can't be putting on any better products onto our skin. Now, this is my favourite. I absolutely love this, if I'm honest. It's especially good for people of my age group, 25 to 35. What? Now, this contains something called ceramides. And ceramides play an essential role in structuring and maintaining the water permeability. So this is another product that really helps to keep the moisture in. This is on a special offer today. Well, all of the Sonia skincare is on a special offer at a reduced price. But this particular product, if you buy two, then you get one free. So it's a fantastic offer today. And if you haven't tried the deep moisturising cream yet, then I suggest that you do. It really is a beautiful, beautiful product. Now, you can see, for those of you who were paying attention on the slide this morning when Bob was going through our introduction, it's got worth $4 billion a year. On the actual slide now, it says $8.4 billion. So it's just showing you what a massive marketplace we have. You've got beauty therapists, hairdressers, reflexologists, nail technicians, you know, all of the various holistic therapies. All of these products can be used within those areas. And the final little section today, which again I think would be fantastic ideas for Mother's Day, is the Aroma Spa Collection. These topical products, they're absolutely loaded with ingredients. I don't think I've ever known a body lotion that contains so much moisturisation, so much protection to your skin. And obviously the two key ingredients in our Aroma Spa are bergamot and lavender. So like you can see there, no longer just a pampering treat. The latest research suggests that scented oils could actually boost your physical and emotional well-being. The sense of smell is very sensitive, and we can detect up to one part of fragrant material in 10,000 billion parts or more. We associate smells through our images and through our memories. You know, emotions and all sorts of things. How many of you are suddenly, you know, been walking past somebody or you've suddenly smelt something that's taken you back a long, long time? Has that happened to anybody? Ever smelt an aftershave on somebody and thought, oh no, that reminds me of an old boyfriend? Has any of that ever happened to anybody? Or vice versa, gents? Right, I'm going to have to close now, so I've sort of got to wrap this up very quickly. But the bath salt, you've got the Dead Sea salt, fantastic as an exfoliator. If you put a little teaspoon of the bath salt and the shower gel in your hand and massage it all over, it's the most brilliant exfoliator. The Dead Sea salt are great for a dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis. If you've got a child who's really suffering, put the bath salt into their bath. It's absolutely lovely for any skin problems. Shower gel, it's got everything in. It's got the bergamot in, it's got the aloe vera, it's got Cedrus Atlantica bath oils, amazing moisturising, just as a shower gel. Massage lotion, it's got everything in. White tea extract, the most bath extract. It's just beautiful, beautiful products. Now the bergamot and lavender in the aromatherapy world are linked to mind and emotions. So it's very good if you're very anxious or you're suffering with anxiety or depression. If you use these products, they're really, really relaxing and moisturising. Again, if you've got a child who's not sleeping, if you do them a nice, I don't know for anybody of you sort of doing like a baby massage or anything like that. If you do use this product for that, again, it's absolutely beautiful and calming. So, at-home aromatherapy. You massage the relaxation at home, and it's It's just beautifully, beautifully moisturising and relaxing. So would everybody like this to happen? This is Hippocrates, 5th century BC. The way to health is a scented bath and an oiled massage every day. Oh, what bliss. So I hope that's given you some ideas as to actually what to give for some Mother's Day presents. It's March the 10th, so it's not very long away. So there's lots of different things. In the brochures, also the Mother's Day bags, you'll see in your little magazines that you all have today, all of the offers are in there. So please do use these gifts for people, not just for Mother's Day, but for birthdays as well. Now, for those of you who would like to know more about the subject that I've been talking about today, I do have a beauty day on March the 12th. This is a full day's training from 10:30 till 3:30. And I will be going into what I've shared with you now in a lot more detail to enable you to understand how to put the products together. If you were doing a facial, what products could be used for what skin type. So please come along and come along to those trainings and I'll be able to give you a lot more detail than I did today. So I thank you very much for your attention. I hope you've enjoyed that and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.